Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's see. Kansas City 40-22, Kansas City 38-30, Kansas City, what? The Chiefs?
What?
Can't score, putting up a 30-burger plus? Or the Ravens. That's the predictions we're getting so far. Baltimore 2.5-point favorites. Joining us now, Vinny and Haney. Featured artist Friday, it's Jay-Z. Anything you want to hear from him, send your request. Plot support text line from the Baltimore Banner. He is Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. I hope you're feeling all right. And before we get to the injuries here, and Ronnie Stanley's one that's becoming somewhat concerning, obviously, if Kansas City puts 30, 38, 40, some of the scores we're getting from the audience here, if that's a reality, what's going to be the deal on Monday out there at One Winning Drive?
I was going to say some outlandish stuff about what I would do if the Chiefs score 40 points, considering this offense is scoring, I looked it up last night, they're scoring one first quarter point per game. They are scoring less than 10 first half points per game, and maybe the cure-all to a Chiefs offense that bad is a little Xavier Worthy and a little Ravens defense, but to the folks who are predicting 38, 40 points, I would urge you to step off the ledge and maybe get back on if that happens, because I think you'd probably be jumping off with some members of the Ravens staff. Because, yeah, it's not a good way to live. I'm inclined to think that the Ravens wouldn't make any, you know, huge shakeups until they get to the bye. You know, that is kind of something that we've seen them do in the past. Just, you know, when they made the move from Flacco to Lamar, that was at the bye. You know, we've seen teams use that window as a nice, period to kind of reset. But again, I don't want to speculate on anyone losing their jobs, but I will agree that if the Chiefs just take them to the cleaners defensively, then, yeah, there's going to be some very uncomfortable conversations over this next week.
Jonas, you know what the biggest disappointment to me was last Monday night was? They got out physical, which normally doesn't happen to a yep. Ravens team. They just got out physical, and that was totally disappointing to me, and that's why you have 20 missed tackles and all that kind of stuff.
I know. That was my number one takeaway from that game was, you know, you look back at 2023 and the Ravens looked like a John Harbaugh coach team, and the Lions did not look like a Dan Campbell coach team. And, you know, you watch the press conferences from before that game the week before. That was like a very obvious focus of those Lions coaches. Like, they lost the line of scrimmage. They lost the physicality battle, and it started to wear on them once they saw they were down 7-0, 14-0, 21-0. And then you come out of this game feeling like that was definitely a Dan Campbell coach Lions team, but that was not a John Harbaugh coach team. I mean, you know, just you think of the trenches and just how much time these guys spend in the weight room. Like, we almost never get the chance to talk to the defensive linemen in the locker room after practice, you know, during availability, because they're always working out. And so for these guys to get overwhelmed that the way that they were at the point of attack was really shocking. It still is.
Now, Jonas, let's get the, you know, injury report. I mean, to me, the one that's most important is Ronnie Stanley, because the drop-off, if Noteboom's got to be going in there, the one play that he had Monday night, Jonas, was the worst play that anybody probably had.
Was not noteworthy, if you will.
No, it was not. He got driven how many yards back in the backfield?
Ben Cleveland's dive at nobody, I think, is also.
Hey, Jonas, why not put Bullock in? He's the best run blocker they got of those other guys.
I don't disagree with you. And we're maybe 1 week away from being a little bit too over eager to get Emory Jones back in there because you know it'll be week four and or it'll be week five and he'll maybe be off injured reserve. But I digress. I guess we'll see. I don't have a huge amount of information. Obviously, practice starts in about 20 minutes. What I will say is that, we were hoping to talk to some of the linemen after the game on Monday, and, you know, those guys usually take their time, showering, getting ready, getting dressed, all that kind of stuff. And, we finished talking to Roger Rosengarten, and then we were waiting on Ronnie Stanley, but we got the call from Ravens PR that they were wrapping stuff up because, you know, Ronnie was getting treatment done in the little side room. So it's possible that he's a guy who you just trust absolutely, and even if he's only limited or maybe if he doesn't play at all, you would feel good about where he is based off just his approach to the game and his professionalism and just how he studies tape. But it's never really been a John Harbaugh type move to let a guy not practice at all and then be able to potentially play every single snap in a game that really, really matters. So hopefully he's out there in about 20 minutes. If he is, I think you could probably pencil him in. But if he's not, get ready to learn Joe Noteboom, right?
Oy. Well, he'll get a winning grade, right? Now, Jonas, I mean, you give up 7 sacks and all that, and every lineman got a winning grade. I mean, I thought Rosengarten, he was awful in that. I didn't think he was very good in that game. Ronnie got beat a couple of times. You know, what was your opinion of the O-line in totality?
Yeah, I think they were great on that first drive, and then things kind of fell apart. It felt a little bit like, you know, the defense, the pass defense over the first half of last year where 4 out of 5 guys would be doing a really good job, but
yep.
One guy would lose and lose quickly, and that would be the end of that play. It's weird how, like, I think ESPN's pass block win rate has Rosengarten being, like, one of the top pass protecting tackles in the NFL this year because it does not feel that way on tape. He didn't have, like, I mean, you saw that. He didn't really have that great of a training camp. The preseason was a little bit up and down for him. I don't know what's prevented him from making the leap. You know, when we asked him kind of what he was working on, in July or June or whenever it was that we talked to him, like neither he nor Warhoff wanted to talk about what they were working on, which is a little bit strange. Just like, you know, it doesn't really matter what you're working on. The opponents just kind of tell us so we can kind of zoom in on that. He talked about getting stronger, but that hasn't really shown up. They haven't really been able to use him that much on some of the zone schemes that they were able to so successfully last year because Faalele is still a bit of an albatross there. So maybe the fact that they are going against this pretty limited, pretty uninspired Chiefs pass rush will give him some confidence. But, you know, your confidence is only as good as your next rep against Chris Jones. And, he's a guy who can beat guards as easily as he beats tackles. So they definitely need to have at least one starting offensive tackle that they can believe in, because if not, then we all know how quickly Lamar can develop happy feet and start taking 10-yard back pedals that lead to nowhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jonas, I think one of the big things this week, I mean, those DBs are going to be up in the receiver's face again, just like Detroit's were. They got to win. I mean, a lot of those sacks were because, like Lamar said, he's waiting for the guys to get open. I mean, and like, where's Zay Flowers? Zay wasn't open. You know, they've got to run better routes. They got to run sharper, crisper routes against man coverage to get open. And you know what? Maybe use some pick stuff, crossing stuff to help them out a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be just talking about the Ravens defense against that Chief offense. It's like a very weird Patrick Mahomes profile as a you know, I guess you could call it a scouting report, because he leads the NFL right now in average time to throw. He's usually near, you know, the bottom of the league. He's closer to Lamar, closer to Josh Allen, but he's getting that thing out super quickly, I think, because he realizes that this offensive line is a bit of a work in progress.
Both those tackles are troublesome for them.
Yeah, yeah. But you add on to that the fact that he is leading the NFL in scramble rate. So it's got to be a weird situation for Zach Gordon to be like, you know, all right guys, you got to be prepared for Patrick Mahomes to get rid of this ball in 2.5 seconds, but you also have to be prepared for him scrambling 5-6 times a game. Like, it is just a very weird paradox of him as a player. And, you know, it's worked, I guess. They haven't been very explosive, but they've been good enough at just kind of moving the chains and, you know, scoring at a decent clip per drive. I think Xavier Worthy being back adds a little bit of juice to that pass core. I think the only guy that they have right now averaging more than like 3 yards after the catch per catch is Juju Smith-Schuster, who I would not classify as a dynamic receiver. I think Xavier Worthy was like close to 7 yards after the catch per catch last year. So he could be a guy who's, you know, takes some pressure off Tyquan Thornton and has a nice trickle-down effect on the rest of that receiving core, which really doesn't strike a whole lot of fear, I think, into any NFL defense. So it's bad timing for the Ravens that they're, you know, getting Xavier Worthy back, but we don't know how effective he's going to be, how healthy he's going to be, or just, you know, what kind of general effect he's going to have on that Chiefs offense or that Ravens defense.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore batter, real quick, just give us a score. Who wins?
I got Ravens 28, Chiefs 27. I just think the Ravens offense is good enough, and this Chiefs offense is not good enough.
Jonas, appreciate it.
Enjoy the barbecue.
Have fun with Harbs today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
There's Jonas Schaefer, everybody. We'll come back, whip around / stats that Jesse Newell from The Athletic. Talk about the Chiefs. Why are they 1-2, and why are they underdogs at home? And is there offensive potential to look reminiscent of what they were back from 18 to winning a lot of Super Bowls? And then we'll do our picks for college and pro. Two of us were right last night. One of us was wrong, Nolan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.